Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of how to be the boss of your own multifamily career. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the fabulous Jonna Smith, the owner of PeopleZest. Welcome, Jonna.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited about our topic today because I think that so many people feel like that when they enter the industry that it's really up to their supervisor to give them the opportunity to propel themselves forward into the next level if they're wanting to make multifamily their full career.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I know one of the things that you wanted to start off with in this segment is how do people get into the multifamily business? And I can tell you this, and I'm sure you know the same thing, but typically I'll ask our guests who are in the multifamily business, how did you get started in multifamily? I've done this show now for 8 years, weekly show, so almost 400 episodes. And I've talked to hundreds of people, and I can tell you that the vast majority of them say they got into it by accident. They were started out as a part-time leasing agent, and now, you know, 30 years later, or however long it's been, you know, they're still in it, and they are really have moved up into executive C-suite positions, a lot of them, and so forth. So it's really fascinating to me that that's how most people started. But I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what you found out.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Before, I mean, a long time ago, it really was by chance. And it was that person that had moved into an apartment community, was living there, somebody in the office, you know, liked them, they were outgoing, and the next thing they knew, they were leasing apartments on the weekends, then it went into full-time, and then the rest was history. And you will find when you talk to a lot of leaders in our industry, that is how they got into the business. But I think what is so interesting is that our business has changed pretty drastically, honestly, since I've been in it, which I've had PeopleZest 22 years before that, spent about 13 working for a developer. So now we've got the, you know, the timeline there. But now, when I was probably 10, 15 years ago, we did start seeing some universities adding to their curriculum. And there are some colleges out there today that offer a property management degree. And then the business has become just so much more sophisticated. I think that people in the operations side are using more analytics. When you think about marketing, the analytics and learning and development are very analytical based so that you can find measurements of what those departments are bringing to the table. So at one point, our industry, I felt like, was so easy to merge into. I am finding it is attracting people that have more deliberate skills. So that is communication skills. It does still evolve with personality, but they also have to be tech savvy. There's a lot of different industry platforms out there, and you've got to be able to move in between those platforms, be able to pick it up pretty easily, understand what the system can give you so that you're not underutilizing your product. I think also the analytics of the industry has really changed the caliber of person that is able to make it far in our industry. And it's really elevated the industry overall, which I love that because it's a great industry. And now that we've kind of upgraded those skills, I also think people are being rewarded with salaries that dictate that.
Yeah, and I want to circle back to what you had said about some of the universities, because I have had the pleasure of having on the show in the past Dr. Carla Earhart, who's now retired, but she was professor at Ball State University. And Ball State is one of the universities that had a real estate property management degree that they specialized. She was specializing in multifamily for property management. And had the absolute pleasure in for the last 2 years of having her students come on the show and talk a little bit about what they learned and where they were going in the future. And I'm pretty sure Virginia Tech has a program as well. So there are universities which was, I want to say, it seems like in the last 10 years was, or prior to 10 years was kind of unheard of. I really didn't even know until I found out recently that these programs existed. But it is kind of taking it to the next level, isn't it, for multifamily, whereas multifamily was more of a, has always been more of just kind of a, you jump in feet first and you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're really kind of taking that approach to it. And I think there's a lot of great companies out there, PMC, property management companies, that are taking advantage of trying to get some of these students on board and let them do some internships and things like that. What have you found with that?
Yeah, I think the skill set that I see that the education of a property management degree, that those graduates compared to a candidate that just kind of by chance ends up in the industry, is that now your on-site team, they need to have the mindset of, you know, ownership of that piece of real estate, not necessarily thinking, you know, you need to lease every door and get heads on beds and get your income in, but they really need to understand the deal itself. You know, how was it underwritten? When is the loan come due? Do we have any CapEx projects? And that education really hones in on that, so that when they start on site an apartment community, they're really seeing it as a real estate investment and how that trickles down to making your bank notes.
Yeah, and that certainly makes sense. And I was going to say, we've got about, by the way, 2.5 minutes left in the segment. One of the things that I wanted you to kind of touch on a little bit more was technology. I mean, I can remember 20-25 years ago in the industry, everything was done on paper and technology wasn't even, you know, something anybody thought about the way technology is today. But it seems like every time I go to a conference, there's something new that no one's even thought about before, that now they've got to see if they adopt it, they've got to learn it. So that is something that I think is major. And of course, the generation of the people out there now, that younger generation, I'm a baby boomer, that younger generation obviously, you know, thrives on technology. So what have you found in that regard? We've got about 1.5 minutes left.
Yeah, I do think that the usership of different platforms, that it used to be so hard if you didn't have one, if you didn't know one type platform, and then you went to work and you had a different one, that there was a learning curve. And I feel like that's tightened up quite a bit, and you can, the systems are more user-friendly. And then I think that our candidate base is just sharper in those areas, and they can learn those skills so quickly.
We got about 1 minute left. I wanted to ask you, just from a position standpoint, the types of job roles, what are you seeing where there's a real need in multifamily right now? I mean, I would say across the board, but just, is there one specific area that you think is a huge need besides maintenance?
Well, besides maintenance, and really we focus more on executive level, that regional manager and up. But I think the most critical role right now is the regional manager position. That position is worked so hard, and, you know, everything kind of stops with them. And it's a big, big, big job. It's a lot of hours, and that position, I think, is the most critical that we weren't prepared for as an industry.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be right back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of how to be the boss of your own multifamily career. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the amazing Jonna Smith, the owner of PeopleZest. I do want to take a moment and remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, John, in the first segment, we talked about kind of how people get into the multifamily industry and you know, the different ways and really kind of how that's transformed in some ways over the last decade or so. But also, let's talk this about internal promotions, seeking internal promotions. Talk about that.
Okay. Super passionate about this one, Paul. So I often talk to candidates and at all different levels. So anywhere from, let's say, an on-site property manager all the way through, honestly, an SVP level. And I see it at all those different levels. So the problem is across the board. And a lot of people, they are interested in, you know, they'll tell me, I want to grow my career. I want to move up the ladder. I want to make more money. I want to be challenged. You know, I want to be able to get more knowledge of the industry. But they often are sitting back and waiting for somebody else to kind of hand feed them. You really have control. You are able to seek your own destiny. if something isn't working for you where you are today and your supervisor isn't championing you or giving you the opportunity to use some different skills or learn something, I mean, you're the one that can change that. So I don't like when I hear people that are sitting back and waiting for someone else. And I'm going to give you an example. So there is a candidate, she's a client and a candidate, and she's in a big market, and I've placed her in the past, but currently today she is a senior vice president for a company. And she came to me and was thinking of looking at other opportunities because she was really ready to maybe be a COO or a president of a management company. But she sat back, and in that conversation, she's like, I just really want to brainstorm with you and ask, you know, me, what are ways that I can get to the next level? I've got to be ready when the opportunity is there, and if my company can't provide that, then I want to be able to go somewhere else. So we talked about a few different thoughts of directions that she can go, and sure enough, within the last month, I've seen her publish 2 articles, and they are so good about her leadership style and how to be a good leader and how to be a good follower. And it was really inspiring articles. So that is a prime example of someone, and there was research, you know, she had done some research, and that was embedded in her article. So she was out there seeking knowledge and learning on her own to be a better leader. Then the other thing that we talked about doing was finding a mentor in the industry outside of her company. And, you know, if I could help facilitate that introduction, and it wasn't someone that was going to be paid for that job, but somebody that was going to, you know, spend an hour on the phone with her or have lunch with her maybe 4 times in that year. And instead of just talking about it, she actually went and selected that mentor. We made an introduction. And so I think that is a prime example that she was, you know, she really wasn't whining about that she wanted that next promotion or wanted to go to the next level, but she really made it a goal and she's putting it in action. And I think that people at all different levels in their career, that if you sit around and wait for your company or wait for your supervisor to give you the opportunities to gain more skills, you might be waiting a really long time.
That's exactly right. When you were talking about that, it reminded me of a conversation I had with somebody who started out in the business and did not, obviously had mentors and so forth. But one of the things that they wanted to do, they were at an executive level. They were started out obviously in property at a property management level and worked their way up to regional and then became an executive level. But what they said, one of the things that they did was they raised their hand every time they had to ask if they could be in the, just sit in the room when there was a meeting going on, not to sit at the table, but maybe sit against the wall in a chair and just listen to the discussions from the people that were making decisions within the company. And when she said she'd learned so much from that way of doing it, that she was able to take what she heard and kind of put it into practice into what she was currently doing. And obviously that was recognized and she was able to get those internal, goals set so that she was able to move up within her organization. So what do you think about that as an idea?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was had dinner with someone actually this year, so it was very recent, and they were telling me a story about someone who was fairly young in their career. I think they were maybe came in as an entry-level analyst, and they were invited into executive meetings more so because they were an Excel guru. I mean, they could manipulate spreadsheets on the fly. And that's why they were invited into the meeting. So they sat back in all of those meetings and looked at data and, you know, based on what he heard, he would change formatting or change formulas. Well, it kind of got to where he became such a regular in that meeting that then they started looking over at him and asking his opinion. And he had opinions because he was looking at the data and looking at it in different ways. And he was really able to say, well, based on all the information I've seen, this is the discovery. And sure enough, he was one of the first ones promoted out of that entry-level analyst position and has ended up kind of moving from that analyst through asset management and is now on an acquisition team for an owner-managed company. So, you know, sometimes being invited into that room and producing something that maybe isn't even asked, but you have a great idea and you, you know, show it to somebody. So I think the opportunities are out there. And I also think another point that I wanted to make is the times of when I interview a candidate that hasn't had the greatest mentorship or supervisor that works well with them. And I always tell them, it's been a great experience because you're learning what you don't like and how you would do it different. So you can learn from everyone that you put yourself around. You can learn the ways to do things, not do things, or you can also, more importantly, find your own style. Nobody says you have to mimic your mentor. You need to make it yourself. You know, it needs to be what you want it to be.
Yeah, no, and that makes perfect sense. We've got about 3.5 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you, because you had mentioned about setting goals yourself and not just letting the supervisor give you goals. Can you kind of give some tips to our listeners about the kind of goals that you recommend they be looking at setting? I'm sure everybody's different, but some of the things that would make sense about for them to be able to propel their career to greater heights.
Definitely. I am, you know, this is just the way that I work, and I think that I've been a part of a leadership group that it's been a long time ago, but I have seen it used over and over. But really, it's a vision board, and you really spend time with a vision board thinking through where you want to be in the next 12 months, and some of the things that I throw out there is definitely finding a class. And that class does not have to be through your apartment association. It can be, which they have great programs out there. But I think that if you also took, well, I was just on the Excel spreadsheet. You know, I so wish that I had had better skills in that area because I always know the information I'm looking for, but I can't produce it. So today, that would be on my vision board. Is it, you know, more of a higher level, you know, some test formulas, I guess, not just how to make something pretty, but really how to make the formulas work to what I'm wanting to see. Another piece of that is finding a mentor and asking them to spend some time with you on some topics that you would find interesting. And that does not have to be, you don't need to suck somebody's calendar dry. But I think part of that in finding that mentor is a great exercise because what are you wanting in a mentor? Well, that is half of the goal is figuring out what that looks like. Another piece of that is I love the leadership books. Now, there's a lot of them out there, but you have to find one that speaks your language. And I love somebody not just reading the book, but almost doing a book report on it and then putting together a PowerPoint presentation and then sharing that with three or four people, because it makes you do a deep dive. Anything that you can get a deep dive on and not surface level on a vision board. Most of the exercise is the preliminary before you really can mark that off of your vision board. I don't know if that made complete sense.
No, it does. And you know, obviously, the vision board idea is something that some people have told me that they use, but it's something that I'm sure, if they don't know what it is, we're going to tell them before the end of the show exactly how they can find some resources to do that. But we're going to have to break it here for this segment. We're going to be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers Water and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's PLUMMER.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud, just the truth about applicant income. PayScore, accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore, click, verify, relax.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network. And coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of how to be the boss of your own multifamily career. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the fantastic Jonna Smith, the owner of PeopleZest. I want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Plumber, boost your bottom line with a custom utility allowance model. Zintra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zintra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. Jonna, we talked a little bit in the last segment about the things you can do internally, not waiting necessarily for someone to help you move up, to set your own goals. Your vision board idea, I think, was wonderful. But let's talk a little bit about growing your salary and your skill set. That is something that I'm sure you would encourage anybody who's just getting into multifamily to really concentrate on.
Yes, absolutely. the real estate, I've seen it that we go through real estate cycles. And so some will go through a cycle of real estate companies centralizing all of their services. And that's actually the cycle that we're in right now, is that everybody is wanting to, not everybody, but a lot of people are wanting to centralize services, maybe leasing services, into a call service or rent collection. There's numerous ways that you can go in and centralize. And then right now, people are also looking for candidates that have diversified skill set. So that would be diversified skills in different product styles, different ages. Some of that would be looking at, you know, them having new development experience, but also having rehab experience, maybe having experience on aged assets as well as new assets. So every companies are now looking for people that have worn multiple hats. Then we'll also go into a real estate cycle that we just came out of, where they are regionalizing. So they go through decentralization and regionalizing functions. So let's say marketing functions, learning and development functions, revenue management, operations, all of it being more in regionalized pods. And in that cycle, you'll find that people want specialists. So they want somebody to come on board that has just an abundant amount of stabilized asset experience, or experience in going through a refinance or selling the asset. And then they want somebody on another side being a specialist and having, you know, 25 lease-ups under their belt. So, and it's really, I think it's hard when we have specialists and then the company shifts and wants a generalist, because they only see you in one light. So when that happens, you kind of have to be in the mindset of, you know, are you a lifer at your company, or is it time for you to break out of that company so that you can get some other experience on your resume? And sometimes the only choices are to go to another company and able to reskill. So we'll call some areas that you can upskill, meaning that you can redefine or refine your skills, or you can reskill, which means that you learn a completely different set of skills. And so it's real important to really look at, when you're looking at your own career growth and what your goals are, and not everybody's goals are the same, Paul. I mean, some people, you know, stability and commute into the office and the culture of that company is really important to them, and they're a lifer, and that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You do have people that want to really diversify their experience, go through a reskill mode, and change companies so that they can learn operations of a different company. In making those moves, you do sometimes have greater salary growth. So there's no right or wrong for your career. It's just really a personal decision. And why, again, the heading of the segment, like we've talked about, is you really be able to control and own your own destiny in this business and not wait for somebody else.
Yeah, and we've got about 4.5 minutes left in the segment, but I wanted to mention to you that I know that, again, as I mentioned before, I'm a baby boomer, and, you know, everything I learned, and I learned from the generations before me, is you go to work somewhere and you you stay there for until you retire. And it was just amazing to see, and maybe this was somewhat exacerbated by the pandemic, but it's amazing for me to see that the younger generation, they want to move, they want to make these moves, and I don't know if they're doing it because they want to learn more, if it's a conscious thing for them, or if it is more of just something that they maybe looking for that better offer. But it is something that is somewhat, to me, of a different phenomenon than what I grew up with. What are your thoughts?
Now, I agree. And one of the things that I think HR groups have always been really focused on is employee turnover. Mm-hmm. And employee turnover has had a negative connotation to it. And I don't know that stigma needs to be there unless you have people that are leaving you after 12 months. I mean, I think that when you go to work for a company, a goal needs to be that every company you go to in your career, it needs to be a 3 to 5 year commitment. You've got to be able to go in, give your time to learn that company and make significant contributions and be able to live there long enough to see what your contributions did for the company as a whole. So they do need to monitor employee turnover from the standpoint of turnover in a year or less, or even 2 years and less. But I think 3 to 5 years is a good range, unless, you know, you're goal is to be a lifer at a company, which can feel really good and you can still learn a lot. Your salary can grow. There's tons of internal promotions, and you obviously get to see a whole lot of how a company matures through those years. But I did come across a gentleman when I met him, just super sharp. And he graduated from college, went in as an entry-level analyst, and then he actually moved into an operation role of a regional manager. And then he switched companies, I guess, about 3 times, and it was every 3 to 5 years. So in the end, he had owner-managed experience. He had third-party management experience. He had diversified product. He grew, his salary probably in 15 years changed about 100,000. He went up about 100,000. And now he is sitting in, he probably still has one more step to go. But he was very, very focused from the very beginning on those career steps and how he was going to maneuver that. And that's certainly not for everyone. And it's not doable. But I think that you do have to look back at your own skill set and where you want to be and make sure that you have a plan and not just wake up one day and say, why am I not a regional manager today? So it's really taking control of your own career.
Break it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers, Water, and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's plumer.com.
Final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of how to be the boss of your own multifamily career. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the awesome Jonna Smith, owner of PeopleZest. I do want to take a moment and thank the rest of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, John, we're talking in the first segments about a lot of different things that people can do to be the boss of their own multifamily careers. Let's talk a little bit about how to build effective teams and also leadership.
Good deal. So this topic, you know, it has really changed over the last 5 to 7 years. And let me kind of start with an example. So there was a third-party management company, a good-sized one, and they had a good team of people. And, I mean, they did good work, and they worked well together. All of the things just really fell into place for them. Well, the leader, the things changed, and fast forward, the leader ended up going to another company. And it's a different company, different set of goals. You know, the processes are different. The equity partners are different. So, you know, you're not going to be able to operate it the same. So what you did at the other company is not going to be a carbon copy. It never is. Well, this leader ended up bringing all of their, or a lot of key players to with them to the new company. Well, what happens when you do that is that you just are kind of doing a ditto of what you did before and not stepping back as a leader, looking at, are these really the right people? I mean, I know you like them. I mean, but liking somebody doesn't equate to profit. And we do have to make a profit with a company. It's not just for fun. And so that blueprint of that one company is not the carbon copy of the second company, but she put people around her that looked exactly the same. And I'll let you guess what happened. They did well in some things and not well in other things. And it ended up that they moved on, not by choice. Because you can't reinvent the wheel identically. So I find that leaders sometimes, especially because the industry is so fast-paced, Paul, I mean, it's fire drill after fire drill. Oh, it's yeah. hectic. You know, it's hard not to go and pick up the phone and call a friend. Call a friend that you know you work well together, you know they're going to show up, you know their ethics are good. But do they really have the skill set that you need for that job at that company? Mm-hmm. And I find that leaders are not stepping back and spending enough time evaluating the skill set of, you know, if you have five direct reports, all five of those direct reports should not have the same skill set, because otherwise your entire team is not going to be able to punt when an issue comes up that nobody's dealt with before. To where if you get a team that's diversified and you promote sharing within those roles, so you make relationships within that peer group that they can rely on each other, that they can get feedback from each other, they can get suggestions from each other. So asking for help or asking for suggestions does not mean that you're not good at what you do. It means right. that somebody else on your team, that's one of their prime skills or premier skills, and it's not yours. So go and seek out that, and then vice versa. So I've seen it too many times now that I am really starting to have those conversations with leaders when we are working on a position with them, is what kind of person do you really need? You know, I understand your job description says this, but there's so many things outside of this job description. Make sure that everybody on your team does not look the same. And challenge the environment. So I feel like that so many people just try to put together the same team because it worked once. That I really feel like that we need to start looking at how are we approaching when we are adding to staff or doing a replacement.
Yeah, it really is kind of like putting a puzzle together at that point, isn't it?
It is. And that if you have the positions that you need to put into the puzzle, all of those puzzle pieces are different that make the picture of the puzzle. And so we don't want them to all be squares. You know, that's what we did in our infancy when we first started working on puzzles.
Right.
So, you know, now when you get to where, you know, the adult pants, you've got to be able to have different puzzle pieces with different skill sets. Man, I did a tongue twister on the puzzle pieces.
Look, we've got about 30 seconds left before I want to transition this, and I just wanted to ask you, just to give our listeners maybe your top three tips of if they want to take control and be the boss of their own multifamily career. What are the top three things?
I definitely highly encourage a vision board to really think about where you want to be and how you're going to get there. And I think that vision board can be a 12-month, a 3-year, and a 5-year plan. Does not mean that you can't change the plan, but at least have a forward-thinking view. And I think that everything else falls in place if you have your own vision and understand that you have control of it and you get to make the choices of your own career.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I want to transition. I want to let you tell our listeners a little bit about People's Zest. And also, if they want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I think the best way to reach out to us is to go to our website, which is the name of the company, peoplezest.com. We have remained a boutique firm. When I started People's Zest 22 years ago, I came from an operations background with a development company and did really well there, got to hold a lot of different positions, had many different types of departments reporting to me, but I fell in love with staffing. And I love staffing because it's not just about an open job and putting a person in that open job. You spend so much time at your job, and honestly, you want to love it. You want to love what you're doing. You want to be making a difference. And that really has – I haven't changed from the day I opened it. Mm-hmm. I love doing career counseling, and so does my team. We love having those conversations about, is it time for you to make a move, and or is it 12 months from now? On the flip side, I love talking to leaders and putting together what their organization maybe needs to look like, or retooling that, or adding new skill sets to it. You know, I think that we've been doing recruiting the same way since I entered the industry. You have a open job, you put it on your website, you put it on some job boards, you let people apply, and then someone may or may not go through those resumes. Your best talent out there are the people that are not looking for a job until you call them. Exactly. And really, a recruiter is the only one that's able to do that in senior leadership. That's where you're going to get your next great leader.
All right. Well, we're going to have to break it here. It's so great to have you on, John. You did a great job. Love to have you back again soon with another great topic. But we're going to be back next week with another topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.